This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I want to get to Verducci in El Dorado Hills, who's been hanging on tight. That's the phone number, 888-957-9570. We would love for your participation talking about what we want in an NFL coach. Do we want a football guy like a Jim Harbaugh? Do you want more of a calm, cool, collected Kyle Shanahan? What's your coach type out there, 49er fan? Ducci, El Dorado Hills, what's up, buddy?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fellas, good morning. And, you know, for me, you know, I loved Harbaugh. I loved the fact that he empowered his players. There was an excitement. There was an energy on that sideline. And he backed it up, you know, with taking us from – you know, pretty much being in the pit, and the next thing you know, we're sitting here in the Super Bowl. Yeah, I didn't like how it ended, but you know what? He rallied these troops at, you know, halftime, and then, you know, made it a game. We had a chance to win it. With Kyle, here are my problems with Kyle. There's an arrogance with him, and I think if you really see the 49ers, there's an arrogance with him with his inability to change his ways. He's so stuck in his ways, how he calls plays. I mean, we can talk about it all day. His first 20 plays look great, and then all of a sudden, his playbook gets very vanilla, and we've seen this. We saw it last year. It's like if everything doesn't line up perfect, he can't even use his own talent to be able to go ahead and create something. That's why I like Andy Reid, right? That's why Andy Reid has his numbers. You know, when things get tough for him, he has the ability to draw something up, change his ways at halftime, and to be able to make it work. The other thing, too, is how many times have we talked about the offensive line? Invest in the offensive line because you're getting your quarterback killed like you did Purdy. And then on top of that, get a damn backup that can actually go ahead and back up your main quarterback in case he does get hurt. And how many times, you know, because we want to look at Lynch, but it's not Lynch. It's Shanahan's making the calls. How many times has he dropped the ball on the top draft picks? How many wasted draft picks have we wasted within the first three rounds? I'd like to go through that, you know, at some point, but these are the things, you know, when I look at Shanahan, it's all about, for me, it's just the ability to be able to, when it comes time to it, to be able to make the calls and to be able to adjust and to be able to go ahead and actually empower your people to take it to the finish line. And I just don't see that with Shanahan. I think this year, if we go maybe 500, you know, I think at this point, Shanahan's got to be out and we got to find somebody else. So I'm hoping that Shanahan can change his ways, can learn from his mistakes, and let's move forward, baby. Go Niners and have a happy rest of the week.
That's Verducci and EDH. He is, sounds like he's fed up with Kyle Shanahan right now. And I'm just curious why we're so, he mentioned a word that I keep hearing a lot when it comes to Kyle Shanahan. And again, 888-957-9570 is the same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. We will get to all of you. I promise the phone lines are heating up. Arrogance. Why do we use that word when it comes to Kyle Shanahan? He's arrogant.
Jim Harbaugh is the epitome of humbleness, by the way.
He's definitely not.
I know.
Like, that's the thing.
I was saying that I didn't put my sarcastic tone there. I'm being very facetious when I say this. Verducci did say one thing when it came to drafting with Kyle Shanahan. He's blown so many of his first round picks. Yeah, sure. I mean, the first pick they ever had, Solomon Thomas, that was a whiff, especially when you consider, you know, what was on the board. Reuben Foster, that was a whiff. He's had lots of first round whiffs. Trey Lance coming into town. He's had some good successes too. Nick Bosa, again, despite what I might have said about him 17 minutes ago, Bosa's still been a great
DPOY. That was a slam.
He's still been a great first round. Like, that is a very much a Kyle Shanahan success story in the first round. Brandon Ayuk, say what you will about him, he has been a Kyle Shanahan success story. We'll see what happens with Ricky Pearsall. I'm gonna be optimistic about Ricky. I'm gonna believe in him. I have no other reason other than I want to believe in him. If you are gonna take Shanahan over Harbaugh, though, I do think, yeah, Harbaugh, he's fun on Sundays. But one thing we never really talk about with Harbaugh that we have seen Kyle do over and over and now over again is his ability to stock talent up in the draft. And Kyle Shanahan, I will say this, as skeptical as I am with Kyle Shanahan, as much as I fully believe that he will not win a Super Bowl with the 49ers, sorry, Niner fans, I don't mean to depress you right now, I will give Kyle Shanahan this. He's damn good at the draft. Like, I do believe that he is very good at finding players in the draft, building up his own rosters in the image that he wants. Jim Harbaugh more or less inherited a team that was ready to win and just had poor coaching. And he turned around a veteran-laden team and took him to three very successful seasons. And they're in the midst of having a, I thought, good season in 2015 before it all kind of fell apart there at the end because of all the drama behind the scenes and what have you. But that also, that Niner team in 2015, that core was hitting the end of its road. Like, that window was closing. And if Harbaugh had stuck around, he would have had to rebuild that roster. And I'm curious, Niner fans, if Jim Harbaugh had to build a 49er team up from scratch, like Kyle Shanahan had to do, do you think he turns it around as quickly as Kyle did building it up through the draft? And my answer, I'd be curious what Niner fans have to say about this. My answer is no. Simple as that. Kyle Shanahan can build teams up. Jim Harbaugh can take a team and win with it. I will give Kyle credit. He can build teams up.
I mean, college, there's an argument here that he was able to bring in players. He built his whole program at Michigan. It's different. It's not the pros, but I hear you.
Yeah, that's it.
But there is something to be said about his ability to take what was given to him and maximize that. Now, Kyle Shanahan, he had the opportunity. He didn't inherit what Jim Harbaugh inherited back with the Niners. And I want to get into some of these calls here because there's a lot of people that want to join in the conversation. 888-957-9570. Let's go out to Lisa in Fresno talking about Harbaugh and Kyle Shanahan and their differences and why fans gravitate or seem to gravitate more towards Jim Harbaugh. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I'm doing great. How's Fresno?
It's actually not that bad.
Okay, great. That's a great selling
point.
We're
usually having a crazy heat wave, but it's been pretty low this year.
Only 98?
We don't
98?
Have that many triple-digit days this year.
That's
yeah,
good.
It's only 98.
Nice cold day. You got sweater weather.
Yeah, it is. In the morning, you step outside, you're like, where's my sweater? We have about like a 40-degree difference morning to day. So...
Ooh. All right,
awesome.
Well, what's the difference between Shanahan and Harbaugh in your mind?
Okay, I grew up watching Jim Harbaugh, so I love that those few years that we had and the dark ages was really, really sad, and I didn't watch any football during that time because there was, like, no hope. But between the two, I love Kyle Shanahan, and I love the X's and O's of football. And Kyle Shanahan would have gotten two Super Bowls for us if our defense back then in 2019 played well. And then this last time when we went, it was all the X's and O's. If Christian McCaffrey didn't fumble the ball, or if Spencer Burford had gone to the right to block, that D-line from Chiefs.
Chris
There's
Jones.
So many things that is not the coach. It's not Kyle Shanahan. The plays are there. It's up to the player to execute the plays, and they didn't. If Debo could create separation at all, then we would have probably gotten the Super Bowl. So, which is why I can really see what Kyle Shanahan wants out of Ricky Pearsall. He can separate, and he's fast. And when we drafted him, I knew he was replacing Debo, all because Debo can't separate. So, Kyle Shanahan over Jim Harbaugh any day, every day.
There you go. That's Lisa in Fresno. I'll take Lisa in Fresno all day or a day right here on 95.7 The Game. And you can join the conversation as well, 888-957-9570. It's the same number to call or text. I'm just saying, Kyle Shanahan has been a better coach of the 49ers than Jim Harbaugh ever was. Got to two Super Bowls. The proof is in the pudding. You can't argue with that, people. So why do you want Harbaugh over Kyle Shanahan when Shanahan has been a better NFL head coach than Jim Harbaugh? It's a fact. It's not up for debate. One guy's been to two Super Bowls. One guy's been to one. There you go.
Well, they've lost them both, though. So at the end of the day,
Yeah, but he's been to two, Sam. If we're going to do...
I think
Jim
losing
Harbaugh
two
never
Super Bowls
won
and,
one.
Losing two versus losing one minus will be the same thing.
No,
you're still
I
a Super Bowl
completely
losing,
disagree.
You're still a Super Bowl losing head coach.
Kyle Shanahan's never been one and done in the playoffs like Jim Harbaugh was last year. Never. Never been one. Never got punked in a playoff game like Jim Harbaugh got punked with the Chargers last year against the Texans in a, quite frankly, a down year for the Texans, who eviscerated and make Justin Herbert, his boy, look pedestrian. He looked awful in that game. Awful. That's another conversation. The quarterbacks, hey, they came up short in the big games under Jim Harbaugh. All right? Let's just be honest. They did. Now, with Kyle Shanahan, he was able to maximize the last pick in the NFL draft and take him.
You don't think Harbaugh could win with Brock Purdy?
I got question marks.
I think Harbaugh can win.
I got major question marks.
Harbaugh won with Alex Smith. I'm pretty sure he could figure out a way to win.
Until he didn't. Alex Smith looked awful in that NFC Championship game.
Jim Harbaugh won with Alex. Won lots of football games with Alex Smith as his quarterback. He won a national championship with J.J. McCarthy as his quarterback.
Alex Smith was a number one overall pick.
Yes, and he was a booty quarterback until Jim Harbaugh showed up. I think Jim Harbaugh could win football games with Brock Purdy.
He absolutely can win them. I don't know if he could do what Kyle Shanahan did with them. And I think we're all, you know, we're having these rose-colored glasses, again, when it comes to what the offenses look like between Jim Harbaugh and Kyle Shanahan. Let's be honest here. We're going S-tier, A-tier. It's an S-tier offense when it's at its best with Kyle Shanahan. When Jim Harbaugh has his offense and it's ground and pound at its best, let's be honest, it's B-tier. It'll get the job done till it can't anymore. And it's fun. It's awesome. It's ground and pound. This is real football. And again,
well, no,
it goes back to this. Hold on, Sam. It always goes back to this when we talk about Jim Harbaugh and Kyle Shanahan. Jim Harbaugh plays real football. Kyle Shanahan, he's too nuanced. He's too arrogant. Damn it, people, you sound spoiled. You just do. Two Super Bowls, and we just are waiting for this guy to fail. I think for Niner fans, the TCs and Sacramentos, I'm not saying it's everyone, but we are waiting for this guy to fail. 888-957-9570.
Is it waiting or expecting? Because I think Kyle Shanahan has shown in his two iterations of this team just how this is going to go down. He will get you to the doorstep, but then he's going to gack all over himself at the end and overthink it. Please. And you're going to be in the same. Please name one thing that's happened over the last 8 years that makes you think that it's going to be any different with
just
him.
Just because you lose to the greatest quarterback ever, potentially, and maybe the greatest head coach ever, doesn't mean you're a failure and you're a scrub. I think we need to actually like remove ourselves from the situation. Maybe, just maybe, Sam, you run up against the GOAT and you lost. Sometimes you play Michael Jordan and you lose. Sorry, that's not Kyle Shanahan's fault. It's not. Brock Purdy is not on the same level as Patrick Mahomes. Sorry. And maybe Kyle Shanahan isn't on the same level as Andy Reid. There's no shame in that. That's okay.
Well, it is if you have no Super Bowl wins.
That's okay.
So we're at the end of it. It's like, oh, when Kyle Shanahan's career is said and done, it's like, oh, it's okay. You know, he kept running into the people that were better than him. We'll give him, you know, some Capri Suns for that. Like, I'm sorry, there's a higher expectation from this fan base right now. That's why there is a fed up feeling with 49er fans. You cannot, what is the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over again and expecting a result. There is a level of insanity that 49er fans are feeling right now where it's just, it's got to be the Kyle way. It's got to be, you know, with my quarterback, with my way, with everything I say and do, blah, blah, blah. And there becomes a point where you're just fed up with it. You're fed up with it because we've seen this happen. You're not going to get over the hump. You can't, like, you could say you're going up against the GOAT. Well, that's the reality. You have to get through that. If you can't get through that, well, then we got to find someone who can. That's where Niner fans are at. And with Jim Harbaugh, there's just this romantic feeling of just how much fun those teams were. And that is enough to drown out all of the ugliness of how it ended.
I'm telling you, the problem with our generation today, I'm going to get to all the calls, Mike, Jose, Mr. D, Dave. Problem in today's society, and I'm guilty of this, the millennial generation and all of us, we love some nostalgia. It is our favorite drug of choice, and we need to get over that, and we need to get over it badly because we keep having these horrible sequels. We have no creativity anymore. Nostalgia is what is killing this generation right now. Jose, Oakland, good morning. You're on the morning roast.
Hey, good morning, guys. Look, I'm Harbaugh all the way, okay? And I'm going to tell you why. Harbaugh managed to poison that building for Harbaugh big time. And the reason why Harbaugh was so mad at Barkley was because he kept drafting bad players. It seemed like in the first round he was always drafting a cornerback or a safety. And most of the time it was a safety or a cornerback. They had an ACL issue going on. Balky wasn't ACL team all the way. As far as, you know, Super Bowls, okay. Look, when the Niners went to the Super Bowl against Baltimore, the NFL wanted so bad for Ray Lewis to retire as a champion, okay? They kept grabbing and holding big time, and not even one time I saw the refs call, you know, make a call on that one again, you know, favoring the 49ers. It seems like they had it for the Niners to lose the game because they wanted Ray Lewis to win it. What was the final score? Okay, it was so close that I'm telling you, if they
had called the game the way
it was supposed to be called, we would have had it.
Real quick, the conspiracy theory of the NFL wanting the Baltimore Ravens to win a Super Bowl instead of the San Francisco 49ers.
Specifically Ray Lewis.
Really? Really? Jose, come on, man. There's conspiracy theories. But let's be honest, it wasn't because of the refs that the Niners lost that game. They lost that game because they dug themselves a deep hole, and then thank God the power went out at the Superdome to give them a chance to come back into the game. I'll let you finish.
Okay, give me a chance for this, okay? Would you say that Brock Purdy is a better quarterback than Colin Kaepernick?
I don't think his career... that's actually a great question. Because
just for the sake of argument, I'm going to say yes.
I might actually.
Yeah, okay. So there you go. Harbaugh actually went to the Super Bowl with Colin Kaepernick of all quarterbacks, okay? So that goes to show you that the guy knew how to coach. With Shanahan, he's my coach right now. I wouldn't change him over any other coach right now except Andy Reid or Mike Sirianni, okay? But let me tell you something. Sadly, every time we go to a, you know, to NFC Championship game or to the Super Bowl, somehow I'm just expecting him to win, to lose the game.
Thanks, Jose. And quite frankly, this is so funny that we talk about this because Jim Harbaugh is literally, before that Michigan title, can't win the big one. He got owned by Urban Meyer at Ohio State. He couldn't beat them for the longest time. And now because he won in Michigan in a college football setting, we're all going to forget that he was the Mr. Can't Win the Big One, but we're going to blame Kyle Shanahan like it's unique to him. Like, this is what we do. We want to pick and choose. And I get it. This is what we do in arguments. This is what we go into doing debate settings. We're picking and choosing the narratives. And that was something we're going to get to. We're going to get into hot water here with the Brock Purdy, Colin Kaepernick thing, because Colin Kaepernick did have more seasons and full seasons under his belt than Brock Purdy has had. And I'm going through the numbers right here, Sam. I do think at their peak, at their best seasons, Brock Purdy has had the best season of the two. But Brock has to, you know, put through, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 seasons. I think Kaepernick played, he's played in 2 full seasons.
Really? Right, yeah, there. It was 2012 to 2013. It were his only, like, truly good seasons.
Correct.
He was okay in 2014. The thing is, I that's a very interesting question there, Brock or Colin. It's kind of an arbitrary question. But, like, that, it, like, their styles were very different,
correct,
too, in terms of how they played the game. I do believe that if you magically did put Brock Purdy on a Jim Harbaugh 49er team, you would still have a lot of success with those 49er teams. And I think if you magically put Colin Kaepernick on this Kyle Shanahan team or last year's Kyle Shanahan team, whatever, you would still have, you know, a lot of success. Maybe I'm copping out here. I would kind of put them hand in hand in terms of just how good they can be. Mm. But it's just they're just so vastly different. I have a hard time really saying one will be better than the other.
It's the same thing. It's the nostalgia factor. We want to remember what we remember when it comes to Colin Kaepernick and Jim Harbaugh and the bicep kissing and all of it. It was really awesome. It was really fun. It was amazing. It was an awesome run. Very short-lived. Kyle Shanahan's been here for the long haul. He's done it with multiple quarterbacks. He's the one that's been here longer. He's accomplished more in the NFL than Jim Harbaugh has had at a head coaching level. That is a fact. Why do we want to get rid of Kyle Shanahan so badly in favor of this guy? It's nostalgia. It's always nostalgia. That's what we love. And by the way, we have full phone lines. We're fighting to get in here, people. So please join the conversation. 888-957-9570. We got the injury report coming up here in a couple minutes, so we want to rat-a-tat-tat some of these before we get to it. So 60 seconds or less. Let's start with Mr. D in San Francisco. What's up, Mr. D?
Hey, guys. I'll be brief, but listen. Sam Lubman almost made me hang up because he was all over it. Listen, when you got the opposing team saying that, I'm so glad Shanahan stopped doing what he was doing in the first half, so we could come back and win the game. That's a problem. And every time I see highlights, everybody's highlight reel, it's against the 49ers. That's embarrassing. And the last thing that I want to say is we give Kerr credit when it comes to Kuminga for sticking to his guns, going with what works. Shanahan doesn't do that. He didn't do that in Atlanta, and he didn't do that here. And so that's a problem for me. And that's why we expect him to lose. So don't be wishy-washy and arrogant at the same time. You can't do that. Thanks, guys. That's all I got.
I'm glad you didn't hang up there, Mr.
Thanks, D. Mr. D.
I think Mr. D brings up a very a good point here, and that is looking at from the fan perspective again, why 49er fans gravitate more to Harbaugh than to Kyle Shanahan. And that is, I think as Mr. D said, the feeling of having it and losing it stings far worse than the feeling of just you didn't have it, you almost had it, and you fell short. I do think that at the end of the day, it is the simple emotional feeling of Harbaugh's Super Bowl loss didn't burn as harshly as the 2 Super Bowl losses that Kyle Shanahan has put this fan base through. And I think that's, again, this is the emotional aspect. This is not an X's and O's aspect. I think that's kind of what drives this split here amongst 49er fans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.